This is the son of PCJ. PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehong.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your Sunday program of Smiles Across the Miles. As we heard in our introduction, The Happy Station Show. It's very nice to have you with me for the next 45 minutes. We have a very special guest on today's show because this weekend is a very special day in connection with this program. No, it's not our anniversary. Our anniversary is coming up later. Well, my anniversary for hosting the show, that is. It's coming up in March. 5 years. Is it 5 years? Almost, 5 years. No, it's somebody else's anniversary. And I think you may already know who that is. If you've been following us on Facebook and Twitter, you probably already know. But if you don't, well, stick around. Because we have somebody who's going to join us, who's going to bring a lot of joy and laughter to the program. So let's begin right away with our first song today. It's the British pop duo Erasure with a song called Fill Us With Fire that was released in 2012. They also recorded a special video for the ESO, which is the European Southern Observatory, for their 50th anniversary. It's a great song. I hope you enjoyed. Fill Us With Fire, Erasure, here on your Sunday show, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International.
I'm talking about the song.
will fill us with fire. There'll be no sense of pity. We will fly into heaven, heaven, heaven. Everybody.
Erasure and Fill Us With Fire, beginning today's edition of the program. Well, it's now time to go to this week's mailbag. Well, for the past couple of weeks, we've had a number of people writing us by email and by snail mail saying that there is reception problems. Now, as you're probably aware, at the end of October, a lot of international broadcasters switched over to their B13 schedule. So the frequency that we had been using, 11835 kHz, on the last day, well, there was some major problems. We were having interference on the both sides of that frequency from the Voice of Russia and China Radio International. Now, we did switch over to another 11 MHz frequency of 11990 kHz, but it doesn't seem that this frequency was propagating too well. This is what we are hearing from a number of you out there. Now, in some areas where we know that we were getting a really clear signal, for example, in Japan, for example, and parts of China, and here in Taiwan and India as well, there was a lot of noise and some interference coming from some other stations as well. So, as you're probably aware right now, we are on another frequency, which is 9705 kHz. So hopefully this one is getting to you a lot better than the other ones. So for all of you who wrote in saying that reception is not that good, let us know how our new frequency of 9705 kHz is doing. Well, first I want to say hello to Alan Pennington, who lives in Reading in the United Kingdom. And there is a picture of an antenna and a picture of yourself on the right of your letter. But on the left is a picture of a long wire antenna that you use for listening in the village far north, in the far northwest of Scotland, on the edge of the Atlantic Ocean. So does that... Oh, sorry, I misunderstood this here because I'm thinking something else. You want on a DX expedition, and you were able to hear us. This was a reception report that you sent us for a program that you heard on Sunday, the 6th of October. We actually just got the letter a couple of days ago on the 12th of November. So your QSL is on the way, so let us know when you get it. He says, I used to listen to the show to shortwave bands when I was 9 years old on my first transistor radio when Eddie Starts was doing the program, and the music style was more their style then, meaning I think his parents. But the music is still an important part of Happy Station. I enjoy and love the eclectic mix you play on the show. Appreciate what you're doing to keep shortwave alive. Keith. Well, not thanks, Keith. Thanks, Alan, but he mentioned my name. Well, thank you very much, Alan, and you should be receiving your verification very, very soon. Next now to Thomas Drescher in Rostrath, Germany. And he says, about 2 years ago, he started to monitor the program via good old shortwave on transmissions heard on Hamburg Lokal Radio, where this program does air. And he mentions here the frequency of 5980. Now, this is not one of PCJ's frequencies. This is a station that happens to be relaying us. So thank you very much, actually. So you actually were able to get it. And you also enjoy, you say here, listening to Jazz for the Asking on their FM frequency for Hamburg every Tuesday at midnight on the frequency of 96.0 megahertz. Well, that's always nice to hear. And he also said that on the 6th of October, you heard us on 11,000 835 kilohertz. Well, thank you very much, and we will send you your paper QSL verification very, very soon. Next, actually, I want to say hello to Harold. Harold Kuhn in Germany. And he's commenting here. Well, obviously, I think we know right away which show he was writing about, because a few weeks ago, our guest was Russ Davis, host of Jazz America on the Voice of America. And he sent us a verification for that program that he listened to using his Perseus receiver. And by the way, Perseus, Victor Gunatelica, got me hooked on it. He's the only person I know who can say, Keith, you should try it out, and I did. And it made me go spend a lot of money on something that I shouldn't have spent money on. But anyway, that is neither here nor there. If you do have the chance to use a Perseus, trust me, you will find it absolutely fantastic. Next, I want to say hello to Cesar Perez de Oces. He is 52 years old. He works as a college professor in Peru. And he says in his spare time, he likes listening to radio stations from abroad, shortwave, and also PCJ Radio International. Well, you're right, because from the relay that we use in Trincomalee, we are able to make it to your part of the world. So thank you very much for your kind email. And I believe that Victor Gunatelica has already contacted you as well for the EQSL version, I should mention, because if you send an email, you will get the E version of it. Next to Dmitry Panzaov in Kazakhstan. And he listened to us on November the 3rd. And yes, all your details were correct. And he said, I had great pleasure in listening to your station and sending you a reception report, trusting you will be in a position to verify it. Well, it depends what kind of position we're in. If we're sitting down or sleeping, if we're sitting down nowhere near a computer, we can't verify it. And if we're sleeping, well, we're in La La Land, so we can't do it. But I'm sure that we will get to it. We already have, I think, when we wake up. So thank you very much, Dmitry, for your kind letter. Now, as always, I want to mention again that we can't read every single one on the program. Now, some of you have been writing in saying, listen, I wrote in. And then you write in again saying, you didn't mention me last week. Well, listen, guys, you know, we can't mention every single one. Because if we did that, as I said before, it would be like reading out the phone book. So we just sort of, you know, pick and choose here and there and try to put as many in as we can in our allotted time. So if you didn't hear about us on the air, don't worry, because, you know, you will definitely get a reply. Somebody here wrote us saying, I think the only way I can get my letter on the air is by saying something strange. Well, it depends. It depends how strange it is. I always enjoy getting those. Oh, it's a lot of fun. Anyway, if you want to get in touch with us by email, the email for reception reports and also to let us know what you think of the program and if you have any music requests is the following. PCJQSL@PCJmedia.com. That's PCJQSL@PCJmedia.com. You can write us via snail mail at the following address: PCJ Radio International, 8th floor, number 47, Lane 31, Sanmin Road, Section 1, New Taipei City, Banqiao, Taiwan, 22070ROC. I'll say it has been a bit slower. PCJ Radio International, 8th floor. That's the 8th floor. Number 47, Lane, L-A-N-E 31, Lane 31, Sanmin Road, which is spelled S-A-N-M-I-N, Sanmin Road, Section 1, New Taipei City. And Banqiao is BANCIAO, Taiwan, 22070ROC. Now, in case you didn't have time to write that down, don't worry. You can find all the details at our website, which I will give out later on in the program. Just as I was mentioning all this stuff, I looked back at the email that we got from Dmitry, and he put his blog there. And if you want to go check it out, I would suggest you do. And if you leave a message for him, say you heard about it through Happy Station. And the URL for his blog is the following, www.kzdx.blog.com. That's www.kzdx.blog.com. So do let Dimitri know. Say, Dimitri, listen, I found out about your blog while listening on Sunday to PCJ Radio International. All right, time now for more music. Here's something from the musical stage. It was a very famous Broadway production and also became a very well-known film. The film version starred Lucille Ball and Bea Arthur. The musical is called Mame. But the one that everybody remembers, of course, is the version that was on Broadway that starred Angela Lansbury and Bea Arthur. And here's one of the most famous songs from that musical, Bosom Buddies, Bea Arthur and Angela Lansbury.
We'll always be bosom buddies, friends, sisters, and pals. We'll always be bosom buddies. If life should reject you, there's me to protect you. If I say that your tongue is vicious, if I call you uncouth, it's simply that. Who else but a bosom buddy will sit down and tell you the truth? Though now and again I'm aware that my candid opinion may sting,
though often my frank observation might scald, meaning to tell you for years, you should keep your hair natural like mine.
If I kept my hair natural like yours, I'd be bald. But darling, we'll always be dear companions, my crony,
my mate.
We'll always be harmonized. Orphan Annie and Sandy, like Amos and Andy. If I say that your sense of style's as far off as your youth, it's simply that. Who else but a bosom buddy will tell you the whole stinking truth?
Each time that a critic has written, your voice is the voice of a frog. Straight to your side to defend you, I rush. You know that I'm there every time that the world makes an unkind remark. When they say Vera Charles is the world's greatest lush, it hurts me.
And if I say your fangs are showing, mane pulling your claws, it's simply that. Who else but a bosom buddy will notice the obvious flaws?
I feel it's my duty to tell you, it's time to adjust to your age. You try to be peg of my heart when you're Lady Macbeth. Exactly how old are you, Vera? The truth.
How old do you think?
Oh, I'd say somewhere in between 40 and death.
But, sweetie, I'll always be Alice Toklas if you'll be Gertrude Stein. And though I'll admit I've dished you, I've gossiped and gloated, but I'm so devoted.
And if I say that sex and guts made you into a star, it's simply that. Who else but a bosom buddy will tell you how rotten you are?
Just turn to your bosom buddy for aid and affection, for help and direction, for loyalty, love, and forsooth.
remember that. Who was mother for somebody? We'll send out another one. Give you the devil. We'll send out and tell you the truth.
The great Angela Lansbury and B. Arthur with Bosom Buddies here on your program Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. Last week on the show, Jeff White was joining us to talk about his takeover of the WYFR, or family radio site, in Okeechobee, Florida, which has something like a million, 100 kilowatt transmitters. No, it's how many? It's 13. 100 kilowatt transmitters and 23 very large antennas. And what we're going to do, this is especially for listeners in North America who said they'd like to hear something from us. Well, we're going to have a special broadcast in the month of December via his new transmitter site using a nice, beautiful 100 kilowatt for listeners in North America. Now, we'll have the details at our website very soon once we work them out. And you'll be able to find them at www.pcjmedia.com, www.pcjmedia.com. Now, earlier on, I said that today is a bit of a special day. And you want to know what that is? Tom Meyer's birthday. That's right. It's the birthday of Tom Meyer this week. Actually, it was on Saturday. But he decided, he was doing a little bit too much partying, so he couldn't join us on our Saturday broadcast. So he's here with us today on Sunday, hopefully recovering from a not too severe hangover. And we're going to be talking about some of the people that sent in birthday greetings and a number of other things, so stay tuned for that. But first, let's now have a little bit of music from Tom. Here he is singing Fabulous Places on your program, Happy Station.
There are so many fabulous faraway places to see, such as Mexico, Sweden, Hawaii, Japan, and Capri. There are so many fabulous faraway places, mountains and jungles and desert oases. Sit down in your chair, folks, and I'll take you there, folks. Just follow me. For there are so many fabulous faraway places to see. Why should Spain and Tahiti and Rio just be only names to you and me? I feel certain there's people you'd be glad to know there. So switch on your radio set and we'll go there. Go to those fabulous places you're longing to see, such as Bangkok and Hong Kong and Paris and Venice, Tokyo, Cairo, Lisbon and London. Fabulous faraway places you're longing to see. Even if you just want to spend one single day there, it's possible in your own home, simply stay there. I'll show you those fabulous places you're longing to see, such as Siam, Siena, Vienna, Verona, Java, Jamaica, Bombay, Barcelona. Show you those fabulous places you're longing to see.
There's a lot of people out there who say that when you work in radio, after you leave, 2 weeks later, people forget you. Well, this is quite often the truth, especially when it comes to domestic broadcasting, either in a city like New York or anywhere in the world. Local radio, this kind of thing does happen. When it comes to international broadcasting, there are presenters who haven't been on the air now 15 years, 25 years, 30 years, but people still remember the names. Now, I'm sure that many of you out there would remember names like Joe Adamoff, Willis Conover, who did the Jazz Hour on The Voice of America for many years. And our guest today, Tom Meyer, who did this program for a number of years. Now, the reason why we're calling up Tom, because over the past few weeks, a number of you remember that his birthday was in the middle of March. Well, I kind of reminded you. I said, by the way, his birthday, in case you forgot, is coming up in November. But I only mentioned it one time, and all of a sudden, over 3 days, emails started coming in, just a few. But then over 2 weeks went by, and then more and more started coming in. So people probably were on some type of delay tablet as all this was going on. I sent a number of the names to Tom this just a couple of days ago. Now, just as I sent him that list, some other ones came in. But of course, as I mentioned before, when we get letters or emails or everything, we can't read every single one on the air. If we did that, we might as well just come here and read the phone book. Well, joining us now, all the way in, I was going to say Hilversum, Holland for a moment, but no, in Port Arnhem, in Holland, is Tom himself. Hello and happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Was my microphone open before?
Oh, with the laugh? Yes, of course. Of course.
Because when you said that my birthday was coming up in March, I thought, all right, I'll hang up because it will be a couple of months before you call me for my birthday.
I meant to say November, actually.
Okay.
So anyway,
well, Yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, one thing I'd like to hear again, and that is how you pronounce the place where I live these days.
Port Arnhem.
Say that again.
I'm saying port, not like the drink port. Port Arnhem? Port Almere?
No, it's not even close. It's Almere Port.
Oh, well, now you're just showing off, of course.
No, but, I mean, you've got, first of all, you put the port before the other one, but it means, it doesn't matter where I live, so I'm not going to come over here anyway. Hi, Keith, and thank you for calling.
And by the way, if there's anybody listening right now, we will publish his address, and you can show up at his door anytime you want.
No, you won't. I mean, I'm going to send them all on to you. But you are absolutely right. It's incredible that after so long, and I mean, you said 25, but it's not that much. I left 23 years ago, I think. No, actually 20, almost 21 years ago,
mm-hmm.
1993. And that you should still be remembered by people. You know, I think I'm being remembered by people who never knew me.
Well, you know, it's funny because I don't know if this happened when you took over from Eddie Starts, but I've gotten letters from people saying that I've been listening to you doing the show for the past 10 years. And I go, well, wait a second. Do you have a time machine or something? Or even people that go back earlier say, oh, I started listening to you in 1993. And I went, well, wait a second. In 1993, I was in Cuba doing a completely different show, so I don't know how you could be listening to this.
Well, you know, that is, I'm going to give away a secret, which probably I shouldn't. Way back when I was still working for Radio Netherlands, may it rest in peace, we would get that kind of letter, and my secretary or my assistant would say, oh, I know, they want a pennant or a sticker or a balloon or a shirt or something. He says, I remember you from when? Gimme, gimme, gimme. But you're not giving away that much, are you?
We do from time to time. And actually, Tom, you know, I have one here, and I'm not going to read the name on the air because I don't want to embarrass this person. But apparently, listen to this, he said, could you please send me one of your T-shirts and 3 shortwave radios, because Tom Meyer in 1985 sent us 3 Radio Netherlands shortwave receivers for our club.
Oh, no, I didn't.
I was thinking, I went, what? Radio Netherlands never sent out receivers to anybody?
No, they didn't. But, you can always try. I admire this person for trying to get away with this. Because obviously this person doesn't know that we're in constant touch.
Well, not just that, but I've had people writing, Tom, and they'll change their name, but it's actually from the same person.
Now, wait a minute, Keith. I may have a very important life lesson for you here.
Yes?
We used to get letters from faraway countries which were verbatim the same as letters we'd received before. And we could even see that they had been written with carbon paper. So you could see it was a carbon copy. And the only thing which would be different was the name.
Yes,
but often the address was... Pardon?
We have a pile of those, and they tend to be from one specific region.
Yes, but I'm going to tell you something which I hope will make the hairs in your neck stand on end, if you have any. Not even the address would be different. The address would be the same, only the name would be different. And I commented on this on one of the shows, and I said, look, we are very honored that you like our giveaways so much that you try to rake in as many as possible and then maybe sell them on the local market, but that's not the way it works. One person, one whatever, sticker, pen, and... And then I received a reply to that show from a Dutch lady who worked in one of those countries for the food, FAO, Food Administration Office.
Right.
And she said, Mr. Meyer, you are making a grave mistake. I said, oh, tell me. And she said, you commented on letters you receive which bear the same text but not the same name and even same address. I would like to point your attention to the fact that a lot of the people who listen to you may have access to a shortwave radio, but A, they do not have enough money to buy a stamp, and B, most of them can't even write. So don't put them down, because they definitely probably exist. And they go to the village scribe in their village and ask them to write a letter. And if that man, probably a man, but sometimes a woman, decides, gosh, I've had so many requests for this letter to this person now, I'm going to send a carbon copy, then don't put them down. Isn't that something?
That's something I had actually never thought about that before.
No, but of course, we don't, Keith. We idiots. We stupid, educated idiots from the West. We don't think about that, but that, in those days at least, still existed.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what the situation is now, but probably still exists.
I remember a number of years ago, I believe it was either Radio Norway, probably Radio Sweden, during their mailbag show, the presenter said, listen, we're a radio station, we're not a supermarket.
Oh, God. Well, I know... I have to admit, I know what they mean, because my assistant would say, there's a couple of letters I want you to read here, because obviously, I mean, that's no secret, with about, I can't even remember how much it was. I think it was, at one point, it was 30,000 letters a year. You can't possibly read all of them if you also have to present four shows a week.
Right.
And then she would say, I want you to see those, however. And I said, what are they? And she would say, well, they're not gimme, gimme letters. Because a lot of it would be gimme, gimme, gimme. But there again, Keith, I had to adapt to the knowledge that I represented the rich West, and that a lot of our listeners did definitely live under, shall we say, different circumstances.
Right.
And once you've grown accustomed to that and adapted to that, you find that your audience also starts reacting in a different way.
Mm-hmm. That's actually, you know.
But anyway,
You say that, because I don't think I would have thought of that before. But it's interesting that you say that, and I'm going to keep that in mind. But we're not here to talk about anything too serious today, because it is your birthday, and people have been writing in, and oddly enough, what I find interesting is, first of all, we have quite a few of the same listeners, and there's people that wrote in with birthday wishes that you remember from way back when.
Oh, yeah, well, one that springs to mind immediately is Eddie Sitiaban in Indonesia. I mean, that's a name. Even if I get the worst case of Alzheimer, I will remember that name.
I know that he's listening. I know that he's listening right now, because he writes every single week.
Well, Eddie Sitiaban is one of those names that will never leave my memory. And Thomas Drescher in Germany is another one. And Mickey, I never knew whether I had to say Delmage or Delmage, but it's in Canada.
Mm-hmm. Alberta.
And then Hugo Matten in Belgium. And I seem to remember some story about him driving to Hilversum and something happening to his car, but I can't quite remember. And, you know, being an idiot and not knowing too much about other countries, I came across two names of people who had written to you, Siddhartha Bhattacharya and Soumya Bhattacharya.
Mm-hmm.
And these two last names look so much alike that I thought, I know one of the two, but I can't remember which one. And then Kathy Howell, also Canadian, and Georg Hoffman. Oh, gosh, shall I go on? Let's see. Oh, yes. Zdeněk Elias in the Czech Republic. Dave and Rosemary Kolsa. Well, how could I possibly leave them out?
Occasionally,
in the UK.
Speaking of Dave Kolsar, he has... He works as a broadcast engineer in Washington, D.C., and he also has his own radio station that I will sometimes call up when he does his show on Friday nights in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And I usually call up in character. So one time I called up pretending to be Sarah Palin.
Pardon?
I called up one time pretending to be Sarah Palin.
Oh, I thought you said pretending to be Elizabeth Taylor.
Well, I could do that this week. That would be fun. That would be interesting.
No, but sorry, I interrupted your story.
No, it's okay. Go ahead. Go ahead. You mentioned Nick Sharp.
Yeah. Well, you know, now that you say that, the funny thing is that a lot of the people, like yourself, by the way, who used to be regular listeners and loyal listeners, and loyal writer-inners, as I call them, continued to go on into the same profession, because Nick Sharp is not the only one. I mean, there are other people. I mean, Dave Kolsar is not the only one. Other people as well went on in the profession and became either directors or presenters or even owners of radio stations.
Yes, there's...
Jeff White is one of them.
That's right, Jeff White. And here's another name. I don't know if you know it. His name is Daniel Van Hoy.
How do you spell that?
Daniel, like Daniel, V-A-N, V-A-N Hoy, H-O-Y.
Van Hoy.
Yeah, he's a Dutch descent. He lives in Hong Kong.
Okay.
And he also works in the broadcast industry. But from the commercial side.
I can't say I remember the name, but then again, my memory is getting to be as old as I am. Oh, and here's another one that you sent the name of, Vasily Strelnikov.
Yes.
Who used to be on Radio Moscow.
Yes, yes.
Well, anyway, talking about memory and getting old, I think... I'm overrunning my welcome and outstaying it, because you'll have to do a lot of editing, my friend.
No, that's okay. That's okay. But one final thing, because we can't mention everybody's name. Do you want to send a greeting or a message to everyone who wrote in for your birthday?
Yeah. I once again would like to stress the fact, and I hope that all of these people one day will have the same awe and surprise as I have, to be remembered when you turn 75 by people who were listening to you like ages ago and apparently have not forgotten. That means that at this age you can sit down and think to yourself, well, it hasn't been for nothing.
Tom, thank you for joining us today. And, of course, we'll probably have you on again sometime very soon in the future.
I hope so, because then I can promote my book.
Bye, Keith. Yes, bye-bye.
Thanks for having me.
Always a joy to have Tom on the program. Thanks, Tom, again, for talking to us today. And I'm sure that you're going to certainly be no stranger, and you're going to be back on here again very soon. And I love what you just said. Rest in peace, Radio Netherlands. All right. Time now for music, and this is a song by Yours Truly that I recorded, when was this? 2011, that I recorded in Japan. It's a very famous song by German composer Bert Klemfert that was also recorded by Nat King Cole that became a big hit for him. Love, here on your program, Happy Station.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love. Is all that I could give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. Is for the way you look, you're looking at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you can adore. And love is all that I could give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. Love was made for me and you. Love was made for me and you.
Yours Truly with the NHK Orchestra singing a song that was composed by Bert Klemfert, who also produced the Beatles' first records when Tony Sheridan, I think it was with the group. And, of course, it became a big hit for Nat King Cole, and a number of other singers also recorded. It was a lot of fun. Anyway, not too long ago, we had somebody write us, and they were asking me the question, and I can't find their letter right now. It's around here somewhere. Let me look. Is it in this pile? No, it isn't. Probably somewhere else. I think we've already replied to them. But they were asking me if I knew anything about the recordings that Marlene Dietrich made with Rosemary Clooney. Now, as far as I know, they only made two of them. And they both were produced by Mitch Miller. And there were some other ones that were recorded, but they were done for television. And they were never released. And they wanted to know if we've ever played them. And actually, no, we have. I don't remember when, but I'm sure that we have at some point, because it's right up my street to play something very strange and peculiar like that. Now, if we did play one before, I think it's Dot's Nice Donna Fight. That's what it's called. It's called that because of the way Marlene Dietrich sings a chorus. So we're going to have another one right now. Too Old to Cut the Mustard. Don't you just love that title? Rosemary Clooney and the fabulous Marlene Dietrich.
He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. He's getting too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. Once I kissed a millionaire, ran my fingers through his hair. The whole thing turned out pretty grim, 'cause none of his hair belonged to him. Too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. He's getting too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. A gent I know with a big sedan swore he was an army man, and he got dressed up fit to kill in the uniform he wore at the Bunker Hill. Mustard anymore. He's getting too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. I entertained an actor I know. The moon was high and the lights were low. He said I'd like to play the scene, but it's time to drink my Ovaltine. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. He's getting too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. It seems that every man you meet wants to sweep you off his feet. But gals, before you do submit, make him show his birth certificate. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. He's getting too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
Very strange indeed. Too Old to Cut the Mustard, Rosemary Clooney and Marlene Dietrich. Now, there's an instrument that was used there, which is identifiable right away, even if you only hear a couple of notes, and that is the harpsichord. Now, the big hit that Rosemary Clooney had with Come On to My House, there were two versions of that that were actually released. There's one version where there is the harpsichord is being played, and there's a mistake with some of the notes. And what happened was Mitch Miller preferred that one so much because he felt that it added something to the recording. So he released that one. Rosemary Clooney, on the other hand, was quite upset at that. And she stated many times, after she left Columbia Records, that she really didn't like those kitschy novelty songs that made her famous. But she said, you know, if it wasn't for those kitschy novelty songs, they wouldn't have brought her the attention like they did. And she did continue performing them later on. I mean, Come On to My House, I still remember the first time that I heard that. And it was an auntie of mine, and she had the 78 version. And I fell in love with the song because I thought it was the strangest thing that I've ever heard. And just recently, I was watching some old episodes of the television series MASH. And one of the episodes features the song, because there's a soldier in there. He works under Corporal Klinger. And he's also a bit wacky, and he's trying to get a Section 8 from the Army to get discharged. And he starts singing, "Come on to my house." And Colonel Potter says, "Klinger, you better take Rosemary Looney out of here." You know, and he does actually a pretty good impersonation of it. I don't remember the name of the episode, but the actor who played the character, whose name I can't think of, the actor's name is Hamilton Camp, who was also a singer in his own right, and also actor as well. I think we'll play something from him next week. Very good album. He had a few albums that he did were quite amazing. Anyway, guess what? We are now out of time. Once again, if you wish to find out more about our programs, check out our website, www.pcjmedia.com. To end off today, we're going to close with the famous song by Simon and Garfunkel, "Bridge Over Troubled Waters." So until next time, so long. Au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen. Adios, amigos. And sayonara.
Sail on, silver girl.